Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all, and with your spirit. Christ coming to the earth, his incarnation, is the entry into that what is human, all human, bones, flesh, culture, language, time, everything that creates human life and comprises human life. And that his first movement takes place in time. Some 11 centuries ago, that incarnation into the Slavic language has happened through Saint Cyril and Methodius, two brothers, and Slavic apostles whom the Church celebrates today, those who had made incarnate into the Slavic languages Jesus' word, and had made it that a little nation, Croatian people, was able to have 1,000 years ago, when the entire Church celebrated in Latin, in the ancient Slav language, in the ancient Croatian language, we celebrated the word of God. Every word that knows that they have their own language desires to have the incarnate word of God in their own language. In the beginning of the Mass, this calls us to sharpen our ears to our own language, because our human language can also pronounce the word of God, can do good, can build life, but also can do the opposite. It can destroy it. It can take it apart. It can also not permit to allow God's word to become incarnate. That is why the Church at the beginning of the Mass calls us to be aware of what we do with the language. What is our sensitivity like? Do we use the language so as to bring evil into the world? Or do we sharpen it and purify it, that through it the goodness and God's word and grace may come through? Certainly we probably do both. And this is why the Church invites us that we repent for that what is not good in our language, in our words, and to ask forgiveness. Ask forgiveness for our sins. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have sinned through my own fault. In my thoughts, in my words, what I've done, what I've failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore I ask the Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May the Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. We praise you, we bless you, we adore you, we glorify you. We give you thanks for your great glory. Lord God, Heavenly King, O God, Almighty Father, Jesus Christ, only begotten Son, Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. You take away the sins of the world, receive our prayer. Father, have mercy on us, for you alone are the Holy One, you alone are the Lord, you alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. Slavic nations through St. Cyril and his brother St. Methodius. Open our hearts to understanding your teaching and help us to become one in faith and praise. Grant this to our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen.